Be'ezrat Hashem, we begin Perek Tashrei, the ninth chapter in the Rambam's Hilchos Tefillah, the laws of prayer in the Sefer Avot, the Book of Love. We continue the theme of the previous Perek discussing Tefillah, specifically Betzibur, which in this Perek we discuss the order of Tefillah Satzibur. And that is, we had mentioned in Perek Zayin, the order of a Tefillah of a Yachid, and here the Rambam discusses specifically the Tefillah of Betzibur. The Rambam gets Allah Alf regarding the Tefillah of Shachas. Say the Tefillah Satzibur, the order of the prayer of the community, Kachu, is as follows. B'shachar in the morning, kolam yeshiv, everyone sits down, u'shlich tzibu yoy lefnei ateva, and the chazan goes to the, what we call the amid, v'oimid be'emtza am, he stands in the middle of the people, not too much to the north or to the south, v'oimid kaddish, and he says kaddish, that's how he starts off. V'cholam oinin amen, everyone answers amen, yehesh mei rabbi mevarch, may his great name be blessed, l'olam l'olam imaya, forever and ever, b'chol koichim with all their strength. V'oinin amen b'seif kaddish, and they answer amen at the end of the kaddish too. V'akach oimed, then the chazan says, Baruch Hu Hashem Mevarech, bless Hashem, the blessed one. V'heim oinin, they respond, Baruch Hashem Mevarech, bless is the blessed one forever. U'maschil, and then the chazan starts, U'paydus al Shema b'kar Ram, he does what we call the priest's Shema, which is saying the Birchus Kriyishma out loud. V'heim oinin amen, they answer amen, achal kol bracha, bracha after every single blessing. V'haydei levodech, v'likrizim, my woman knows how to bless and to read with him, Kairi reads, until it makes the bracha of Gal Yisrael, which is the end of Birchus Kriyishma. Halacha base. Now, v'akol imdim miyad. And then everyone stands up right away after he finishes the last bracha of Birchus Kriyishma of Gal Yisrael that he redeems the Jewish people. They stand up, mespal malachash, and they daven the silent Shema Nesri. Now, misha any day lespal, if someone does not know how to daven, oimid v'shoysik, he stands and he's silent, achispal shlich tziba malachash im sharam, until the chazen with the rest of the people finish davening their silent Shema Nesri. Now, b'chomish yigmet tefilas imatzibur, whoever finishes his shemayin essay with the minion, yafsiyah sholosh psiyas lachayir, if he takes three steps back, v'yamid b'makam shegiyilav b'eishay yafsiyah, and he stands there in the place where he reached where when he took his three steps back. Halacha gimel. Now, b'achash yafsiyah shlich tzibur, now after the shlich tzibur takes his steps back, sholosh psiyas lachayir v'yamid, three steps back, and he stands over there. Then maschil u'mespal b'kol ram mitchilas abrachas, then he starts and he davens out loud from the beginning of the Shemayin Esrei again. Lohitzis mishle ispal, to fulfill the obligation of someone who didn't daven, because he doesn't know how to. V'kol imdim v'shemim v'oinin amin. Everyone stands, they listen, and they respond, amin, achal kol bracha bracha, after this, every single blessing. Beinelu shelo yotzidei chavasam, whether those who did not fulfill the obligation yet, and beinelu shekvar yotzidei chavasam, whether those already fulfilled the obligations with their silent Shemayin Esrei. Halacha dal. V'oim kedusha bebracha shlishis, and the chazan says kedusha in the third bracha. And the kibbutz shagir shlich tzibur kedusha. Once the chazan reaches to kedusha, yesh reshus l'kol echad ve'echad la'achzel l'makom she'amed ba'betfilah. Then everyone has permission to go back to the place where they stood, where they were davening the Shemayin Esrei before they took their three steps back. Now, shagir shlich tzibur l'moedim mekudeya. When the chazan gets up to moedim and he bows down, kol om sheikh ma'ad. Everyone bends a little bit, but v'loyishchu yisim doy. They shouldn't bend more than what's enough, because they already davened their own Shemayin Esrei. They're only bowing down now, that it shouldn't look like as if they're denying what he's bowing down for, but not too much, because then it looks like as if they're arrogant in their humility. Vayimim, they say, Moedim anachnu lach Hashem lekeinu. So when the chazan saying his moedim, which is the regular one, they respond what's called the moedim derabanan. We give thanks, or we admit Hashem to you, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem our God, Belekecha Basa, and the God of all flesh, Yitzreinu, who our Creator, Yitzbereish, is the Creator of the beginning of the world, Berachos Vaidois, blessings and thanksgivings, L'Shem Chagad Hakadosh, to your great and holy name, Asher Chiyasonu V'Kemtonu, that you kept up of lies, you kept us alive and maintained us, Kein Techayenu U'Schanenu, so too you should keep us alive and have a favor on us, b'sesiv galiseinu l'chatz kachecha, and gather our exiles to the courtyard of your holy place, lishma chukecha, to safeguard your statutes, l'avdach be'emes, and to serve you with truth, v'lasis ritzayinch b'lei b'sholem, and to do your will with complete hearts, al sha'anu moedim lach, which the real original word moedim is on this, that we give thanks, on that we give thanks, to appreciate God that we're from those who give thanks, v'chalo oimim moedim moedim, whoever says the word moedim two times, m'shaskim moedim, they silence him because it looks like as if he's accepting himself two deities, thank you, so therefore that's inappropriate. Halacha hey, now v'achas she'ashem kol tefillah, after the chazan finishes the whole Shemayin Esrei, yeshiv v'yipal upon him, he sits and he falls on his face, v'yitimat, and he tilts a little bit, hu v'chalo tzibah, him and the whole community, v'yischanan, and they say the tachanun, the supplications, v'hu neifal, as he's in this fallen state. Then v'yeshiv, then he sits, v'yigbi adoishay, hu v'sharam, he lifts up his head, him and the rest of the people, v'meschanan ma'at b'kol ram yushav, and he says some more tachanunim, some more supplications, with a loud voice sitting, And then the Chazan himself stands up. And he says Kaddish a second time. And they respond the way they responded the first time. And then he says Bechurachum, Bechulu, which we say on Mondays and Thursdays. The Rambam says it as if it's every day. You say Bechurachum, which are all these different supplications. And then afterwards is Tehillah Bechulu, what we call Ashrei. Hu Oimed Behem Yeshrim. He stands and they sit. And they say it with him. And then after Ashrei, then he says, Uvolatin Goyel Bechulu, which Ram did not mention by an individual because here there's a Kaddish, there's a Kaddush over here. It says, Uvolatin Goyel, Vani Zois Bechulu, Va'ata Kaddish. And then, Bekarazel Zebi Omar, they call up one to the other, the Malachim, and say, Kaddish, and so on. Begum Kaddush, and he finishes the Kaddusha. Vein Oim, and they respond, Kaddish, Kaddish, Sholish Pam, they say the word Kaddish three times. Vachayz Bekar Kaddusha Targum, and then they say the Kaddusha in the Aramaic translation. Voiman, and he says, Vatisein Ruach, Vahulu, that the wind lifted me up, etc. Because they're talking, and then you say those words also in the Aramaic. Voiman, he says, Hashem Yimlech Leilam Vad, Hashem will be the king forever. Because they're talking, and he says in the Aramaic. Because they love Nam again, that's so that the people could understand, because they only knew the Aramaic language, so they did it that the populace also will understand. Halachabav. Now the Elab Psukim Shalifne HaKadusha, Vishalachardao Im Targumam. Now the Psukim that are said before the Kadusha and afterwards, here in the Volatzi and Im Targumam with the Aramaic translation, him the Krim say the Kadusha is considered the order of the Kadusha, because they put these different Psukim together to be this specific order. Vachach Meschanu Dibritachanunim. And then after, there's just halfway in what we call a volatzin. So you have these words of supplications, but divrei tachanun, words of supplication, sukurachmim, and verses of mercy. And then after, va'omer kaddish, and he says kaddish, v'cholom oin gadarkim, and again, everyone responds in their way, v'niftarim, and then they leave, and the davening is over. Halacha zayin, regarding saying certain supplications or certain types of appellations which are inappropriate. So misham b'tachanun, if someone says by the supplications, why these psukim were saying tachanun, the volatzin, the one who has mercy on the nest of the bird, not to have taken the mother while it's on the take the eggs while the mother's on the children, which is a mitzvah in the Torah, not to do that. Or not to slaughter the mother and the child on the same day. So just like he has compassion on these creatures, you have compassion on us. Okay, it's been one thing similar to this. So we silence the person. Because these mitzvahs are actually just decrees of the verse. But in Rachim, they're not acts of mercy. Because if you think that these mitzvahs are because of mercy, then Hashem wouldn't let us slaughter at all. Because what do you mean? You're killing an animal. And obviously, it's just to get Torah tells us that we cannot use it in our beseeching of mercy. And so, one should not add on to the descriptive terminologies of Hashem's name, v'yemer to say, okay, la gadol, the great God, Hagibra, the mighty, v'anoyer, the awesome one, v'chazik, and the powerful one, v'amitz, and the courageous one, v'izus, and the strong one. Don't be adding these things on. Shein koich ba'adam lagibra seif shavacha, because a person can never get to the end of the praise of God, and therefore anything more that you add on is actually belittling. Elohim Hashem Hashabin, you only say what Meshabinu said, all of Hashem on him the peace, which was just okay, la gadol, Hagibra, v'anoyer, but nothing more. Halacha ches. Now regarding mincha and ma'ariv. So b'mincha, in the afternoon prayer, the Chazan says, Asher Yesh V'Vesecha B'chulu, starts up with this verse of how fortunate are those who sit in your house, etc., which Tehillah David, then you go into the that mizmer in Tehillim called Tehillah David, B'chulu, etc. And Karehu V'Am Yushev, him and the people, they say they're sitting down. V'Am Shlich Tziba V'Am Kaddish, and the Chazan gets up and he says Kaddish. V'Him Im D'Macharav V'Im Kedarkav, and then they stand up after him and they respond in their normal way. M'Spalim Kum Lachash, and then they all daven the silent Shemay Nesri. Then the Chazan goes and he says the Shemoneh Esrei out loud, like he did in the morning, until he finishes the whole Shemoneh Esrei. Then they fall on their face and they say supplications. And then he lifts up his head, him with them. And then he says some more tachnan sitting, like he did in the morning. And then he gets up and he says Kaddish. And everyone responds in their normal way. And then they go back to what they're doing during the day. Now, be'erev in the evening, all the people sit down. The Chazan gets up and he says that him, the merciful one, should atone our sins, etc. That's a verse that they say. Bless Hashem, the blessed one. And they respond, Baruch Hashem, Baruch Limbod, blessed is Hashem, the blessed one, forever. And then the Chazan again, he does the Birchas Kriyishma, and then after the Birchas Kriyishma, he says Kaddish. V'achkech hakolim d'mizbam malachas, and everyone gets up and davens the silent Shmoin Esrei of Ma'ariv. U'kish mashlimin, when they finish, Oymei says Kaddish, v'im nefram, and they go, they leave. V'einuchayz l'sbal b'kara ma'aris, and there's no chazar sashatz, he does not go over out loud the Ma'ariv tefillah. The reason is lefisha ain't tefillah sa'aris chayvi, because the evening prayer is not obligatory. L'vikich le'yavarch brachas l'batal, he's not allowed to say blessings. That's unnecessary. Because there's no person over that's obligated, and then to fill the obligation, which is what generally the Chazar Sashatz is for, because no one's obligated. It's Rishus, and if we don't have Chazar Sashatz, by Ma'ariv. Halacha Yod, regarding now Shabbos and Yom Tov, but Leila Shabbos is on the Friday nights, Chazar Shlich Tzibur, the Chazan does say over, Achash and Spal Balachash and Matzibur, after he said his own silent Shemoneh Esrei with the community, he does do a Chazar Sashatz out loud, but in Mispal Sheva, he does not say the whole Friday night, Shabbos night, Shmoneh Esrei, which is seven brachas, the first three, last three, and the middle one. El bracha achas, he actually makes one blessing, Me'ein Sheva, which is what it's called by, that incorporates all the seven blessings. This is what he says, Baruch atah, Hashem, Elokeinu, Elokei Avraham, blessed are you, Hashem, our God, the God of our fathers, Elokei Avraham, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov, the God of Avraham, Avraham Yitzchak, Yaakov, Hakel HaGod, the great God, Hagiba Vanoira, the mighty one, the awesome one, Kael Elyon, the supernal God, Koinu Ben Achamav, that he acquires or makes with his mercy, Shemayim Varetz, heaven and earth, Magin Oviz Bedvaray, he shields the fathers with his word, Mechayim Esam B'mamaray, he brings back to life the dead with his statement, Hakel HaKadosh En Kamayu, the holy God that is none like him, Hamanich La'amoy, who gives rest for his people, B'Shabbos Kodshei, on his holy Shabbos, Kivam Ratzav, because in them he desired La'nich Lehem, to leave for them, which you could see all the brachas, that's Ritzei, and then there's the bracha of Maidim, there's all these La'nich Lehem, to give them rest, L'fon of Navad B'yidah B'fachad, in front of him we will serve with awe and with fear, with trepidation, V'noid L'shmai B'chalim Tamid, will give thanks, that's Maidim, it's his name, every day constantly, and we already said, Magen Abbas, Machai Mason, we said all those things, you see all the seven brachas are here, in this one bracha, for his name every single day. Mein habrachas, that's related to the blessings that we get in every single day. Kel Adois, God of Thanksgiving. Adoina Sholem, which is the last bracha, the Lord of Peace. Mekadesh Shabbos, he sanctifies the Shabbos. Mevarach Hashvi, and he blesses the seventh day. Umenich begedusha, and he has his Shabbos, the day of rest and holiness for the Jewish people. La'am medushne onik, to a people that's satiated with delight. Zeichel Masavreshes, which recalls his acts of creation. Elokeinu b'kevaseinu, our God, the God of our fathers. Ritzeinu v'nechaseinu v'chulu, may it be willing for you our resting, etc. A whole prayer. Baruch atah Hashem HaKadosh Shabbos, blessed are you Hashem, who sanctifies the Shabbos. Lo'im HaKadosh, and he says Kadosh, v'neftaron kol am, and then all the people take leave. Halach Yiraf, now v'lo matika chacham zeh, why did the sages institute this on Friday nights, this bracha of Me'ein Sheva, when through the week there's no Chazar Sashatz on Ma'ariv? And they should rave on Boim L'Spal Arvis B'Leish Shabbos, because on Friday night, most of the people come to Shul on Friday nights. V'yisham Mishnah Sachalavi, now there's going to be someone over there that was late to come, but L'Hishma Tfilasi didn't get the chance to finish his davening yet. V'yishar L'Vad B'Leish Sikness, he's been left alone in Shul. The other day, second, he's going to come to danger of the harmful forces that are there, because the Shuls were out of the city, and there's harmful forces over there. Therefore, the Chazan goes and repeats over, and he davens that the people should be delayed until the one who comes late should finish and be able to leave with everyone else. The one, the Chazan who's davening Meir for the Amid, does not mention Maskir in Hayim Brachazur, does not mention that day of Yom Tov, Yom Kippur, Meir Shchedesh in this bracha. Abu Chesim, but he only concludes Mekadesh Shabbos Lavad, only Mekadesh Shabbos, L'fish V'lein Eschayv V'yem B'brachazu, because for these days, even Yom Tov, people come early, they're not delayed. On these days, if it was a weekday, you wouldn't say it. It's only for Friday night. And therefore, when you are saying a Friday night, you're not going to mention these other things, you're not going to mention Yom Tov in the Bracha Me'ein Sheva. You're only going to mention, even though in the davening itself you do, but in the Me'ein Sheva, you only say that in Mekadesh Shabbos. Halacha Yigimel B'Shabbos V'yem Tovim. On Shabbos and Yom Tovim, because Shagoyim Shlich Tzibah Tefillah Shachris B'Kalrom, when he finishes his Shachris Tefillah out loud, the Chazar Sashatz, Oy Mekadosh, it says Kaddish, V'achkach Tehillah David, V'chul, and he says Ashrei, etc. Oy Mekadosh, and it says Kaddish. U'mispal Musa B'lachash, then they daven the Musa prayer silently, everyone individual. V'achkech mespal musaf b'kol room, and then he davens musaf out loud. Kedarech shalas b'shachas, like he did by shachas. V'me kaddish achet tefilas musaf, and then he says kaddish after the musaf prayer. V'am neftorim, and then the people take leave. V'einam kedusha b'tachanunim. Now you don't say what we call this a volatzian, the kedusha and the tachanunim achar tefilas shachas after shachas kesharim like you do on regular days. You only say ashrei. And then you daven musaf. Elo imos akodim tefilas mincha. Rather, you say before the prayer of mincha. Ketzer also. So kairi, you say te'ilo david. You say what we call ashrei. Ve'omer, say the kedusha v'dibur tachanunim like we do on Shabbos and Yom Tov by mincha. We say ashrei and then uvol atzirin, which is this order of kedusha and words of supplication. Ve'omer kadosh mespal mincha. So like on Shabbos Yom Tov, we don't say. We only have ashrei and then musaf. We don't say ashrei and we don't have mirav uvol atzirin. Then we do it before mincha. Again, because davening was already very long, and then you go and you repeat over the tefillah of mincha out loud, the chazan, and then they says kaddish. Now, in Rosh Chodesh and Chol HaShemoed, I may say the kedusha come to us musaf. Then you do say, as we say, ashrei avol atzion before musaf. But matzah Shabbos, I may say the kedusha gamachet tefillah erev. You actually say avol atzion, what we call the order of the kedusha, also after ma'ariv. And the reason for that is because that's actually when the wicked go back into Gehenna after Shabbos. So we are lengthy with the sweetness of the seder kedusha, so that they should be delayed in not being so quick to bring them back to Gehenna. And then by mikdash say kadosh v'achkach mavdol, and then they make the havdalah, the separation between Shabbos and the weekday.